This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. It has become a familiar weekend story. Police in Hong Kong have fired tear gas and blue-dyed water at pro-democracy protesters. Authorities had banned today's rally in China's semi-autonomous territory after last week's violent clashes. But demonstrators took to the streets anyway outside the Hong Kong Parliament building. We have a report from AP correspondent Karen Shamus.
Protesters took to the streets, ignoring a police ban against a march to mark the fifth anniversary of China's decision against fully democratic elections in Hong Kong. While other protesters marched back and forth elsewhere in the city, a large crowd wearing helmets and gas masks gathered outside the city government building. Some approached barriers that had been set up to keep protesters away and appeared to throw objects at the police on the other side. Others shone laser lights at the officers. Police fired tear gas from the other side of the barriers, then brought out a water cannon truck that fired regular water and then coloured water at the protesters, staining them and nearby journalists, and leaving blue puddles in the street. I'm Karen Shamas.
The U.S. National Hurricane Center says that Hurricane Dorian, already a Category 4 storm, could strengthen even more today and is extremely dangerous. In the northwestern Bahamas, forecasters warn that a life-threatening storm surge could raise tide levels 3 to 5 meters above normal. Similar warnings are in place for Florida's east coast. U.S. President Donald Trump has declared a state of emergency in Florida, which faces a very tough time in the days ahead. Ken Graham heads the National Hurricane Center.
The longer you keep this around, the more rain that we get, the more time you had this onshore flow to push the water in. And it's also a situation that you keep the wind, and that's more rain. So if you have all that wind over all that rain and you saturate the soil, that means the trees down. We have more time for the damage.
Because Dorian is moving slowly, it could produce prolonged rains, winds, and storm surges, leading to dangerous flash floods. From Washington, this is VOA News. A Sudanese judge today formally indicted the deposed president of Sudan, Omar al-Bashir, on charges of corruption and the illegal possession of foreign currency. Reuters is reporting that al-Bashir told the court in Khartoum that he had received $25 million from Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, but that he had not used the money for private purposes. The International Criminal Court has already charged the 75-year-old al-Bashir with war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide for his actions during the long-running war in Sudan's Darfur region. About 2 million people living in India's northeastern state of Assam face the prospect of becoming stateless, this with the windup of a mammoth government effort to identify illegal immigrants. Their names do not appear on a citizen's register published today. Human rights activists say this could add up to the largest number of people ever effectively stripped of their citizenship. The state government has said there will be an opportunity to prove Indian citizenship before tribunals, but observers say many people will find it difficult to navigate the legal process as they are poor and marginalized. Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg joined several hundred other young people Friday outside the United Nations to demand action on global warming. VOA's Margaret Bashir has details.
At just 16 years old, Greta Thunberg has become a rock star in the movement to stop global warming. On Friday, she drew scores of young fans and media to a rally across from the United Nations, where there will be a youth climate summit in 3 weeks' time. Greta received an impromptu invitation to meet with the president of the UN General Assembly, Maria Fernanda Espinosa Garces. In their meeting, she spoke of the upcoming summit.
Yeah, I think this UN summit needs to be some kind of breaking point, tipping point, where people start to realize what is actually going on.
The president of the General Assembly said she hopes the summit will be a success, especially with the active involvement of young people. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Ford is recalling more than 500,000 trucks and SUVs in North America because seat belts might not properly restrain people in a crash. The company says the vehicles might be missing a third lever needed for seat strength, increasing the risk of injury in an accident. Ford says dealers would inspect seat structures and replace them if necessary. Owners will be notified at the beginning of October. The company says it knows of no injuries connected to the suspected defect. And once again, that defect involves seat backs. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan's call for the country to show solidarity with Kashmiris by standing outside their homes, shops, and offices for 30 minutes on Friday seemed to receive a lackluster response. Gene Randall, VOA News.